The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. It is Thursday, the 23rd of May, 7:05 in the morning, and the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassionate community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And our phone lines here are 530-605-4567. Keep those in mind because I'm giving away tickets to the Colt 45s. That's right. These tickets are good for all season long. And tomorrow night is the first pitch of the season. Tomorrow night at Tiger Field at 7:15, we will be broadcasting that show. Hopefully, we will be broadcasting that show. And see what else. Yeah, first game of the season is Veterans Appreciation Night. There, if you're a veteran, get them free. So there. Plus, we have tickets. And like I said, these tickets are good for the whole season. So I hope that y'all pick some and come in and support our Colt 45s. It's only a $6 ticket anyway. And, you know, you can take your whole family there, a family of four for $24, and it's got great food and it's a super game. So yeah, have a great time. So good morning, everybody. And let me see. Christina's here.
Good morning.
It's like I haven't seen you for a long time.
And then only 2 days.
22 days.
Yeah, but been forever. I also miss you.
A lot of stuff happens. So how are you doing?
I am doing great. I have to mention, I love this feeling when you open the office doors to the station and you have this like home smell. You know when you're like coming home.
Smell.
You're coming home and something is like smelling like some clothes.
Is that Odell's barbecue next door? That's kind of
No, they didn't start the barbecue yet. Hey, I wish.
But by the way, Odell's barbecue is in the office or in the the spaces next to us. So I've gotten to know Jason, and then one of our producers is working for him also. Ben's working for him. Ben and his contingent. Last week, of course, was the rodeo. Well, I had a group of people who I thought were locked on to sell programs. They'd done it last year, and it turns out the last minute. I mean, like. Went in like Tuesday, and we're starting to sell them on Wednesday. Oh no, we're not. Anyway, so I asked Ben, because I know he plays on a rugby team, and I said, "Do you think any of your fellow players like to come out and sell programs? I'll give you $1 a piece, you know, for each program you sell, you know, because you know, getting those up there." Well, these Ben and three of his buddies showed up. And these guys were like sharks out there. That's not right. They were like puppies out there selling programs, and they sold a lot of programs. But then after that, I mean, they did a good job. They were trustworthy. They dressed for it. It was just really successful, real successful. They just sold the heck out of programs. So, but then it started on Sunday morning. I start getting texts from Ben. When are we getting paid? When are we getting paid? It's Sunday, okay?
Sunday morning?
It's Sunday Good morning.
Not, we're not Saturday getting midnight.
We're not getting paid on Sunday. And so this went on. I kind of felt like the, when are we getting paid? Do you know how many programs we sold? We think we sold a lot. You know, I mean, this just went on. And Ben was coming to me because there were three of them on Ben, and Ben would come to me. I kind of felt like the lion, you know, the male lion of the pride. And his four cubs are nipping at his tail, biting him on his feet, and all this. Right. And I thought, you know, I really had a lot of affection for these guys. They did a great job. But here, this is going on, and I'm it's not like I'm ignoring it. I'm getting it done. And so, but I kind of felt like that line thought, well, I'm just going to ignore this, or I'm going to kill each one of them. And because I can make four more just like them tomorrow. There's some humor there. So, anyway, we got them paid yesterday. It was kind of like a record time for getting all this done because all volunteers, people scatter afterward. Anyway, Ben and the crew, which did a wonderful job, guys, got paid. And they're all happy now. What? Did you think I should? I wouldn't have killed them, but, you know, it's like a line. Okay.
You know, we say in my country that in every joke there is some percent of
there's some truth.
Yes.
Okay. I might have smacked him on the nose. That's it. No, they were good. No, they were good. Okay. Weather. We say that in this country, too. Okay. Weather. Today, cloudy through mid-morning, then gradually clearing with a high near 86 today. Winds about 10 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy. Now, Friday, mostly sunny with a high near 80. And Saturday, mostly sunny with a high near 76. Look at that. And the lows in the evenings are in mid-50s, my friends. Sunday, a high near 87. And Memorial Day, it's going to be 93. Now, Memorial Day out at Igo, and I think it starts at 11 o'clock. But I'm going to check that for sure. And they're having a big ceremony out there. And so get there early, though, so you have parking and so you can get a seat, too. And Tuesday, 92, and Wednesday, 91. Okay, so it's going to be sunny. It's going to be nice and partly cloudy today. But the rest of the week is going to be sunny and nice and a great Memorial Day weekend. Now, we're going to be here on Memorial Day. We work on Memorial Days because I like to remind people that what Memorial Day is. It's you got Veterans Day where you honor all veterans. And Memorial Day is honoring those veterans that gave their utmost, gave their lives, and for our country and for Memorial Day. And it's not just a three-day weekend. And you got to, you know, if you get a chance, you know, head on out there to Igo. Or on the 30th, they're having a Memorial Day service, celebration. I don't know if it's a celebration, but a remembrance down at the Civic Auditorium. And that's going to be, they even include lunch with that. So that's good. We'll talk more about it as we get closer. Okay. And the weather reports are always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson, a family-owned business, locally owned, locally operated. It's a veteran-owned business, Chuck Kenny and the Kenny family. They treat their customers like friends. They give discounts for seniors and veterans. These are just good people doing a lot of good things. You can reach them at 530-365-3793. I've got I'm not going to do this right now, but later in the show. Okay, today I've got the Veterans Historical Association's coming in. Then 8 o'clock's going to be open line. I'm going to go a little bit longer on open line Thursday. I want to talk about President Biden's speech to Morehouse University, which is a predominantly black university down in Atlanta, Georgia. And this writing is brilliant. It's not by me, but it contrasted, the author of this, contrasted what Biden said this last week and what President Obama said to the same university when he was president. And if you haven't seen that or if you haven't heard that, we're going to go over this, and I'm going to hit the high points of this and showing the difference and what President Biden is telling people at a black university, which is a lot of second and third generation, you know, students there. They're, you know, their legacies, their father and their grandfather or grandmother attended Morehouse. And it's almost kind of scary to see what he was saying. Okay. So we're going to get in that at the 8 o'clock hour. But right now we're going to take a quick break. And this portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Shasta Regional Medical Center, one of the top 50 cardiovascular hospitals in the United States, one of the top 100 hospitals in the United States, teaching hospital. They've got that residency program going. They're on the cutting edge of technology with procedures like the TAVR valve replacement, which I have a friend going in for that. And the, the Guardian system, which can give an early warning for a heart attack for our people out in the rural areas. You can have it here too, but you can give up to 24 hours notice before anything bad happens so that the doctor's gonna have that. There's so many things going on at Shasta Regional Medical Center, which truly, when they say healing starts here, they really mean it. Alright, we'll be right back after these messages.
Only darkness every day. Ain't no sunshine when you're gone. It's this house, just ain't no home. Anytime she goes away.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
I'm Scott Schaffner, proud member of Reading West Rotary. Dignity Health and Reading West Rotary present the 17th annual Taste of Reading 2024, Sunday, June 9th, from noon until 4 at the Reading City Hall Sculpture Park. Chefs are preparing their finest foods for you to sample with great wines and microbrews. Plus, live entertainment on 3 stages. Get your tickets for food and drink sampling in advance at tasteofreading.org. Sample great food and beverages from local restaurants, wineries, and breweries while listening to The Billies, Bartosh, Hook, Anna J. Band, and Ashley Black. Enjoy fun with the family with face painting and balloon artists. There will be fun for the entire family. So come down to the 17th annual Taste of Reading, Sunday, June 9th at the Sculpture Park at Reading City Hall. Find the complete list of events and purchase your tickets by visiting us online at tasteofreading.org.
Your vacation is over, but the worst part, the long drive home from Sacramento. Unless you chose to fly from Reading, at Reading Regional Airport, your takeoff and landing are close to home, with quick check-ins and non-stop flights to San Francisco, Seattle, Los Angeles, and Burbank. You can travel the world with one connection on United, Alaska, or Avelo Airlines. Next time, skip the drive to and from Sacramento. Fly with ease and convenience from Reading Regional Airport.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
If your pest control company has you wondering what stresses you out more, the bugs they miss or the bill they send you, then it's time to ditch big corporate pest control and call your local guys, Jefferson Pest Control. We have a combined 70 years of experience in dealing with pests including termites, ants, spiders, roaches, rodents, and more. We're local, we're fair, we answer the phone, and we can't wait to hear from you. We're Jefferson Pest Control. You can find us on Google.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years' experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM with Carl Bott. And we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Is anybody, okay, let's go to the phones. Chris, good morning. Hello, Chris. Chris, you're on.
Good morning, Carl.
Okay, you're up, man.
Yeah, I kind of wish to rewind the tape back to yesterday with Mr. DeQuisto.
Sure.
Did I hear him right when he said that 91% of the revenues coming into the city go to fire and police?
You absolutely did. In fact, a lady named Mary called and asked about that, too. Say, well, what's left? Yeah, 91% of the general fund. Just, you know, the general fund. There's more money coming in, like in grants and all that. But
yeah, just money raised within the city.
Yeah, you know, property taxes, TOT, and, you know, but that, yeah, but 91% of that, of the general fund. So it only leaves 9% to be used on other things.
To run everything else in the city, there's only 8.5% or whatever
left. Now don't forget there's grants coming in that don't, you know, that doesn't count for the general fund. You know,
I understand that, okay. But grant is still taking money out of the taxpayers' pocket.
Yes. No, that's true. It's not free money, of course.
And the other thing that I heard on the news this morning, I see they're starting the deception again about raising sales tax 1%.
Yes, they are.
That's a nominal amount. If sales tax was 100% and you raised it 1%, that's a 1% increase. But we're going to go from 7.25% to 8.25%. That's a 13.8% increase in sales tax. It's not 1%.
No, it's not 1 cent. It's a percentage of that, right?
Yeah, but
I'm not disagreeing. I'm just, yeah. Now I was gonna, this is kind of a good segue because I was going to come in here because they can't afford the jail after everything they've been saying for how long? Board of supervisors were saying we can pay for it out of our own funding, and we can't. There's no way. So the only way they're saying is it's going to take a 1 cent sales tax to put that new jail up.
It's not 1 cent.
Yeah.
It's 13.8%.
Right. But it's what they're saying.
I understand what you're saying, right.
Yeah.
If sales tax was 100%, you raise it a penny, that's a 1% increase.
Right.
But we're starting at 7.25% going to 8.25%. That's 13.8%.
Oh, wait a minute. That seven, you just said, how much is it?
Currently, we're at 7.25%.
Okay, that's percent, right?
Right. So if you raise
and
it from
how
seven
many,
and a quarter,
but if you, but if you one, but how many cents makes that 7.25?
That's 7.25 cents on every.
Okay, 7.25 cents on every dollar is a tax, and if we add one more, that would make it 8.25, which brings it up 13%. That's what you're saying.
13.8% increase in sales tax.
Yeah, well.
So I understand what they're trying to do, but don't pee on my boots and tell me it's raining.
Got it.
Just be honest and say this is what we're going to do, and this is what it effectively is.
Well, you know,
it's full of lies and deception.
Well,
average Joe doesn't understand the percentage.
But we will, but as this, yeah, but as this goes up, no, you're right. And I understand there's some excitement here, but here's the thing is, it's a 13% raise. However, if this is to build the jail, and the jail only, and then to man the jail, and all these things, is it worth that penny? Is it worth that 13%?
Well, if that was to absolutely happen, yes. But we just found out, like you just said a few minutes ago, all this they've been saying on and on and on, that we have enough to get to jail.
Yes,
now they don't.
Now they don't.
So that 1% increase is not going to be enough.
That 13%, that 13%, the 13% increase. They're saying that it would be, but is it?
No, it's not going to be, because 2 years down the road they're going to say we don't have enough. We need to raise it another 1%, which is equivalent. It's going to be a 12% increase.
Yep.
So, once again, I am not against the concept, but just don't lie to us. Tell us the truth. What you're going to do?
Yeah. Yeah, well, you know, it's better to say a 1 cent sales increase than say a 13% increase in taxes in your sales
but
tax.
Right, once again, that's what they're counting on.
Yeah, they are.
But they're lying to us.
They're not telling us the whole truth.
Right, because they're saying they want to raise sales tax like of 1%. It's not.
Well, I didn't hear I didn't hear 1%. I heard 1 cent. That's
no,
what I
heard. I heard 1% because Kevin Cry had it on your show Sunday. And I tried to call in, and I kept getting some sort of automated directory at your station. I could never get through to the,
really?
Open line.
No, there were so many callers.
There were so many callers. What happens is we get overrun. So
That's fine.
Fine. All right. In fact, I'm going to go over this a little bit. But thank you for your phone call, because then I can add this in when I'm talking about it. They don't have the money to expand the existing jail at the $150 million, so they're going to have to raise money. The only meaningful way would be to increase revenue by a sales tax increase, and that's just what we're talking about. And what they said in here would be a 1 cent, not a 1%, but a 1 cent one. Anyway, so, okay, well, thanks a lot, Chris. I am now armed for the future. Did he go away? Oh, okay. Bye, Chris. Good phone call. Okay, what they want is the supervisors want to make the measure for a November ballot for a specific 1 cent sales tax. Now, when you go specific, it's going to take 2/3 of the county to pass that. On the other hand, that was Cry, Kellstrom, and Jones. However, Garmin and Rickert voted no because they wanted the staff to also consider looking at a general sales tax measure, which would only require 50% plus one to pass. Now, the only thing is, as we know, if it's just a general sales tax increase, it can be used for anything. If it's specific, it can only be used for that one specific subject or that one specific entity, in this case, the jail. Now, remember that when the last time we voted on the jail, and we've done this a couple of times, it was in the last board. And, you know, truthfully, it was so convoluted. Though we needed jail. Everybody agreed that. But it had so many things on that initiative that people just, they just said, no. No, it's because I'm seeing other things. I'm seeing money going here, money going there, not just to the jail. Even though, you know, that, so this would be something, if it's specifically to build the new jail and to man the new jail and to man the old jail, you know, and keep it going like that. I think it would pass. Nick Gardner, and you all know Nick Shell, poked the hornet's nest. He is adamant against tax raises. However, and I'm not putting words in Nick's mouth, he said it, it's even in the paper, that he would support that 13% raise in taxes, the 1 cent sales tax increase, if it went to the jail. We need a new jail, my friends. You know, everybody knows that. We can't just keep turning them loose. We can take another 300 of them, 275 of them off the street. And if that happens, that's 275 bad guys that are not going to be on the streets stealing our stuff, sleeping in our doorways, breaking our windows, that kind of things. Because we'll have room for people that do, you know, that just over and over and over again, they get arrested. The other thing is, we can all vote for the change in Prop 47 so that we can take control of our streets. And so that if you're stealing stuff and it's, you know, they can combine these things and they can start putting people in jail. So, it's not $950. Well, it doesn't make any difference then because they combine the times you've been arrested for this. And if, you know, and then we can put them in jail. We can bundle them, as they put it. We need a jail. Nobody wants higher taxes, but it's not if it's a specific tax that build a jail, man the jail, maintain the jail. I think we all agree. All right, we're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, and I can say that I bought the nicest present for Linda for her birthday at Four Winds Jewelry. It was a decision-making time between me, Rebecca, and Leonard. And we're all sitting around looking at things. And, of course, Leonard's pulling things out that I'd have to sell my car for or my truck for. And I said, no. And so, but we found some really, really nice jewelry that Linda just ended up loving, a bracelet. So Four Winds Jewelry, voted best in the North State 2 years in a row. They're the only stone cutter. They are the only watch repairman. They are the only full-service jewelry store in Reading, and good people, and good prices, located at 2225 Hilltop Drive, right here in Reading, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. Hey, when we come back, we're coming back with the Historical Association, and they've got a lot of things happening. Plus, I just found out something about the gentleman in here, and we're going to talk about that, too. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
As we all get older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail and advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the differences clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence. You can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
NorCal Vaccine Access Alliance and medical partners organized a free COVID-19 vaccine special clinic in Anderson for kids and adults at the Shasta Regional Medical Group at 2830 East Street in Anderson. This free event in Anderson will feature gift cards and free food for vaccine recipients Friday, May 24th from 9:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. Walk-ins are welcome. For more details, email ncvaa2023@gmail.com.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45 Baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communications, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45 Baseball. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
Welcome back, Free Fire Radio, here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. I'm going to give away a family pack of tickets to the Colt 45s. These are good for all season, my friends. So, if you want them before, don't call again. But it's four tickets to the Colt 45s. Give us a call at 605-4567, and you get four tickets to use this season at the Colt 45 games. First game is tomorrow night. It's going to be honoring veterans. It's going to be a great game between the Colt 45s and the Red Buds. It's a traditional game. There's usually no fights. So, there's never any fights out there. I'm just kidding. Okay, we got people calling already. So, okay, now I'm here with Kevin Knapp, who is the president of the Northern California Veterans Historical Association, but also the president of the Special Forces Association chapter here. So, good morning, Kevin.
Yes, sir. Good morning. How are you today?
Hey, just hanging in there, you know.
Best
I'm so glad you could join us today. Now, the first thing we're going to talk about is some things you've got going with the Veterans Historical Association.
Yes. Okay. And not just with the Veterans Historical Association, with veterans events throughout this weekend and next week.
Yeah.
This being a Memorial Day weekend.
Yeah. Get a little bit closer.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
I want to thank those that came out last night to help place flags and flowers at the Veterans Cemetery.
That happened out at Eagle last night.
Yes, it did.
Yeah.
It's always great. You know, you'd think it would take a long time, but with as many people show up, it only takes about a half an hour, 45 minutes to place all the flags and flowers.
It's like, 8,000?
There are 10,000.
10,000 graves out there now. I turned my back for a second.
Yes, sir.
The big thing about that is next week, we have to go pick them all up.
Next week, we go pick them up on Wednesday evening, the 29th, from 3:30 to 5:30. And this year in particular, it's more important because Preston is going to be in Normandy. He's not going to be here. So we need more volunteers to come out and pick up the flags and flowers so that the veteran cemetery staff doesn't have to do it themselves.
Yeah, and one of the reasons that is because it takes time and all from that. Now, why do we pick them up? It's because when they're keeping the graves, the grass cut and all that, and if they've got things out there, they can't do it. They've got to stop and do all this. And 10,000 flags and flowers to pick up is a lot.
Time-consuming.
Time-consuming.
And we use them again Veterans Day.
Yeah, so we just pick them up and use them again.
Sure.
What's Memorial Day mean to you, Kevin? Now, Kevin's former major, retired from the U.S. Army.
I served 28 years. My draft card says I'm medically not qualified to serve.
That's what your draft card
I was rejected by the Coast Guard.
The Coast Guard? The Coast Guard rejected somebody?
I wanted to be a rescue swimmer. Unfortunately, I wet the bed until I was 16. And there are physical and psychological aspects to
course,
that.
Of course, of course.
I went through a waiver process, passed both a psychological profile and a upper-lower GI examination. Unfortunately, it had only been a year, a little over a year, and the surgeon said, it hasn't been long enough. What happens if something happens in the barracks and the guys give you a blanket party?
Understand.
Thank you for your interest in the Coast Guard. Here's your draft card. You're medically not qualified for service. So with that, I went to Fairfax County Fire and Rescue. Mm-hmm. I had trained as a volunteer my junior, senior year of high school. Thought I'd hire as a professional firefighter. No, they use the same physical form that the military does. On the front, have you wet the bed after age 12? On the back, have you been rejected from military service? Two strikes this time.
Oh, my gosh.
9 months later, somebody said, you need to go see the Army. And I'm going, all right, officials, time out.
So what time frame was this?
1974, at the end of Vietnam.
End of Vietnam. So things, we're tightening them up there. A lot of people were getting out.
A lot of people were getting out, RIFT, service.
Yeah.
But there was still a need, as there is today.
Absolutely.
After Afghanistan, there's a dramatic need today for people to serve in the military.
Yeah.
And we're having the same challenges in recruiting. When I share the story, the Coast Guard didn't think I would take the pressure, so the Army made me a Green Beret.
That's what I was going to say. This is a special force. You totally took me by surprise, the whole story. But you were a special forces guy, and the Coast Guard wouldn't take you. And I'm thinking, that's interesting. But obviously, you got in the Army, and you were a big
success.
Got
in the Army and served 28 years. In basic training, I was given an opportunity to go to West Point Prep. No, there were seven of us that enlisted for the Special Forces Qualification course.
Uh-huh.
Two of us were medics, and the other had enlisted for some of the other Special Forces skills.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, this is what got me here. This is what I want to do. And I really didn't know what Special Forces was until I got into airborne school and started jumping out of planes. And I'm going, all right, I'm not that kind of guy.
Really?
Well, you think of a Green Beret as a big, tough, macho.
The ones I've known in Special Forces, they come in all sizes.
Yes,
you know, it's kind of like this guy talked about the Marines, but same thing for Special Forces, and it's that they come in either they're large and mean like Rottweilers, or they're lean and mean like Dobies.
There you go.
So see, they're all shapes and sizes there. The big thing there is endurance and mindset.
And mindset is the biggest
yeah.
piece.
Yeah.
When you don't think you could do it, but you do.
Yeah.
I rode the wave for a year and a half of training from one event to the next test to the next event to the next test.
Yeah, you guys go through, 2 years?
Well, in today's world, in the 70s when I went through, it took a year and a half to complete training as a medic. And that's the longest of the Special Forces qualifications. Today it takes 3 years.
3 years.
Because you've added SEER school, you've added language school as part of the SF training requirement. Those, if you were lucky in the 70s and 80s, there were individual slots for SEER school. Language school you learned when you got to your team and focused on the area of responsibility that your team was assigned.
Sure. Yeah, and our force guys, it takes us 2 years to train them.
Yes.
Get them through all the schools, get them deployed once, get them trained.
Mm-hmm.
And they'd have 2 years with us, and then that was it. You all had already given a special MOS to your special forces in this, so that you all stayed in that family. We would take guys after being really successful in all this training. And we'd take them out because put them back into like recruiting or the drill field, and then hopefully you could get them back again.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we were smart enough finally to make that a career field.
Eventually, for, Special Forces in the 1980s.
Oh, yeah. It took us up in the 2000s to do that. And so that it's a career field that they can stay because they've been trained, they're experts, and now, of course, they're MARSOC. And,
you know, yes.
They're up in the Tier 1 guys.
Yeah.
Now, okay. Hey, I'm here with Kevin Knapp. And when we come back, we're going to talk about some things that are happening with the Veterans Historical Association.
Great.
Okay. And as long as we're talking about that, the 31st Annual Memorial Service down at the put on by the Shasta County Veterans Affiliated Council, CVAC, is going to be at the Veterans Memorial Grove down there at the Reading Civic Auditorium. It's going to be on at 11 a.m. on Thursday, May 30th, which is the original day of, of Memorial Day. And it's going to start at 11 o'clock, and there's going to be a lunch afterwards, a free lunch afterwards for it. And it's really a good service. We've been in there before and participated in this. This is a good service. They've got chairs and tents and all that kind of stuff out there, so it won't be too hot. That's going to be Thursday, May 30th at 11 a.m. Okay, we'll be right back.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history. It is with great honor and pride that we have been able to support several amazing local businesses like these over the years.
Thanks to the Reading Rancheria for their support of the Kiwanis Shasta Dam Club Food for Kids program. We send 185 bags of food home every Friday. They're instrumental in helping us.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Get ready for the ultimate slapdown as Wind River Resort and Casino and Hard Fought Productions bring you Slap Wars. Experience the excitement on Saturday, June 1st as the Slap Warriors fight to be the last slapper standing. Tickets for this thrilling event start at just $35 plus fees. Score a VIP table for $200 plus fees. VIP tables come with a perfect seat for you and a friend and includes four specialty cocktails. And $10 free slot play. For complete details, visit WindRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN.
Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Tired of that long drive home from Sacramento? Try Reading Regional Airport, where you can travel the world with one connection on United, Alaska, or Avelo Airlines. RDD is located just down the road. Skip the drive, enjoy quick check-ins, and travel with ease and convenience. Getting where you want to go is easier than ever with nonstop flights to San Francisco, Seattle, Los Angeles, and Burbank. Enjoy that vacation you've been dreaming about. Fly with ease and convenience from Reading Regional Airport.
Are you craving a delicious pizza at a great price? Look no further than Charlu's Tap House. Charlu's Tap House is bringing back their incredible pizza deal. Every Tuesday from 4 p.m. until close, you can enjoy half off on your second pizza. That's right, buy one of any size and get the second one half off. This offer is only available for dine-in. So gather your friends and family and head over to Charlu's Tap House. The famous meal deal is back by popular demand. For just $29.95, you can choose between a medium two-topping pizza or a large plate of spaghetti with two mouth-watering meatballs. You have the option to indulge in a large house or Caesar salad. It's a complete feast at an unbeatable price. Charlu's Tap House is the place to be every day of the week from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Enjoy a refreshing drink from our beer wall and get a fantastic 25% off during happy hour. Don't miss out on these incredible offers. Visit Charlu's Tap House today and savor the flavors you love at the prices that can't be beaten.
Attention all gardening enthusiasts. It's time to celebrate 50 years of greenery and growth at Gold Leaf Nursery in Reading. That's right, folks. For almost a half a century, Gold Leaf Nursery has been your go-to destination for all things garden-related. And to mark this incredible milestone, they're throwing the biggest sale this year. The nursery is blooming with vibrant perennials and annuals, hardy shrubs, succulents, and majestic trees, vegetables, herbs, roses, ground coverings, along with 1 gallon or larger and all bag soil amendments. Their extensive selection ensures that there's something for everyone. every taste and style. And don't forget about their premium selection of statuaries, fountains, and bird baths to add that perfect finishing touch. At Gold Leaf Nursery, they're not just about selling plants. They're about cultivating joy, creating memories, and nurturing connections with nature. Come visit them today and let them help turn your outdoor space into a sanctuary you'll love coming home to. Thanks for voting Gold Leaf Nursery best in the North State. Come check them out on Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road. Open Tuesday through Saturday.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Thank you, Redding Rancheria, for supporting Tree of Life International Charter School. Gracias por todo su apoyo.
Thank you, Redding Rancheria!
The Shasta Lake Chamber of Commerce wants to thank the Redding Rancheria. They have sponsored our Friday night in the park for more than 18 years, and we really appreciate it.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, with Carl and DeBott. And it is 7:50 in the morning here on the 23rd of May. I'm here with Kevin Knapp, who is the president of the Northern California Veterans Historical Association. We ended up talking about all types of things. Anyway. You got things going because it's Memorial Day weekend. Let's talk about that.
Yes, we do. First, let's start tomorrow morning. Every Friday morning, we'd like to invite any veteran to come out and join us at Becca's Restaurant in Anderson.
The new location. Which is right down, kind of down the road. It's on the other side of the freeway.
It's on the east side of the freeway.
Right.
Not far, but it's a great location, and there's a whole room dedicated to veterans, with memorabilia on the wall, walls. But we meet every Friday morning from 7:30 to about 9 o'clock. Members of the Northern California Veterans Historical Association and any veteran who would like to join us.
And what time does that start?
7:30.
7:30 to
Friday morning, about 9 o'clock.
9 o'clock. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
And then Saturday, Special Forces Association will meet at the Las Molinas Cemetery at 11 to honor our chapter namesake, Sergeant First Class Alan C. Johnson, who was killed in action with 7th Special Forces Group in Afghanistan in 2005.
Okay.
Sunday, for those interested, there are Memorial Day events in Weed at the Living Sculpture Memorial starting at 2 o'clock.
Is that the is that on the road out, and it's the metal sculptures?
Yes, it is the metal sculptures on the left hand side.
Left hand side,
you're going
as you head
north toward Bend.
It is. If you've never been out there, you need to come out there and take a look at this. These are spectacular. And that's going to happen then on Sunday.
Sunday at 2 o'clock, and then Monday, of course. At the Veterans Cemetery at 10 o'clock.
It starts at 10 o'clock. Okay. I was thinking, why did I... So you need to be there probably about 9:30 to be able... Or 9, even 9:15.
Yes.
Be able to park, be able to get some seating. I mean, you can put as many people in as you want, but if you want a chair.
Yes.
If you want to get in there a little bit early.
You want a chair, you want to park in a close location.
Yeah. But they do have shuttles that go back
and
forth.
Yes, they do.
And the rest of us can just limp in.
Yes, they do.
Now, that's going to start at 10 o'clock on Monday.
On Monday.
And the ceremony there.
Mm-hmm.
They're having it on Monday because it's, you know, quote, three-day Memorial Day type
thing.
The national holiday. Right.
And then Wednesday, of course, we'd like to invite everybody to come back out to the cemetery at 3:30 p.m. To pick up the flags and flowers.
Pick up flags and flowers. Okay.
And then Thursday, the 30th, you mentioned earlier, the Shasta County Veterans Affiliated Council has their Memorial Day ceremony at the Civic Center Veterans Grove starting at 11 o'clock. We'll have the helicopter there. We'll have our helicopter at the Veterans Cemetery on
you
Monday.
Know, the thing about this, my friends, is it's not just for veterans.
No.
Veterans families. It's for anybody that wants to come up there and just kind of like, hey, thanks.
It's part of what the weekend is
it
about.
Is. And in fact, that's what the weekend's about. It's not about barbecues and baseball.
No.
Even though that happens.
And it happens, which is a good thing, because you're able to do that because of the sacrifices our service members have made. And we thank all of you for living a life worthy of our sacrifice.
You know, there is a course in Saving Private Ryan, that line, earn this. You know, for we that serve, and it's only a small percentage, it's like 1% that serve. And, you know, you can talk about patriotism and you can talk about all these grandiose things. But when it comes down to it, I think, besides fighting for each other, is we're fighting for this country, the people of this country.
Yes.
That's what it comes down to. Mm-hmm. I mean, not necessarily the institutions that gets to be, you know, then you start to think about, but you think about the people of this country. Mm-hmm. And what you just said is so important.
And most people who live in this country have not been outside of this country to see how other nations live, the people of other nations live.
How they're treated.
How they're treated. What they can or can't do, what they can or can't say.
Every time I hear the LGBTQ community chanting from the river to the sea, I laugh. I mean, I can't help it, but I laugh. I'm thinking, you ignorant asses. If you went over there as a member of your group, which you have every right to do, and, you know, I've got nothing against your group, but if you went over there to Iran and did that, or to Palestine, and you wanted to have your group there chanting, you wouldn't last a day, an hour.
I understand. The protesters are well-intended.
Absolutely.
They're concerned about...
Well, some of them are.
They're concerned about life. And the interesting part is they're at a college.
Yeah, I know.
Where they have an opportunity to learn.
Yeah.
But they don't take the time to learn. They're fed information and they parrot it without knowing the facts.
Yeah.
And that part is sad.
And, you know, and that's the thing, too, is you get a lot of veterans have come back, and especially over the last 20 years since we've, you know, Iraqi freedom and the, you know, fighting in Afghanistan and Iraq for 20 plus years. You get these young veterans come back and plunk, you know, they go to college. And when they go to college, they hear things that they know is just patently untrue because they're 22, 23, 24 coming back and going to school. Mm-hmm. And you're hearing things and they're hearing students saying things. They have no concept. Which is really a good reason why we have these Veterans Resource Centers on our campuses, so they can kind of get together in there and laugh.
In part. But the other opportunity is to challenge what is being said based off of experience.
And hopefully they do that. But veterans, a lot of times, they're just going to sit there and just say,
shake their head.
Well, a lot of times professors are saying this, saying this trash that they have. And no concept. They're very educated. Mm-hmm. But they're ignorant of what the real world's like. Mm-hmm. So, not all. Everybody gets spun up on this. But if you just think about it, I mean, Palestinians were not a nice people. And then Hamas runs the place.
Without getting into the politics, you have to ask yourself, why won't other Arab nations
take
the refugees? Because they've done it before. If you learn the history, you'll understand why.
Kuwait took in a whole bunch of them. And what happened when Saddam came across the border? Palestinians turned on
them. Yes, they did.
And that really infuriated. Mm-hmm. You know, they kind of understood Saddam, but it really infuriated them about what the Palestinians did when they turned on them like that. Anyway, okay, let's go back to the Northern Veterans Historical Association and that you've got – where's the helicopter going to be now?
The helicopter's going to be at Memorial Day at the Veterans Cemetery.
Okay, there I go.
And then Thursday at the Reading Civic Center, Veterans Grove for there. Now, here's something else for Thursday.
Okay.
If you've got a
I've got like a minute or 2 minutes. So
On Thursday at 11 o'clock, the same time, the Reading Memorial Cemetery, Chief Gunner's Mate, First Class George Herbert, who was killed in Pearl Harbor and recently identified, is being buried at the Veterans Memorial Cemetery in Igo.
At the same time?
Same time. So that's going to split a lot of...
Yeah, there goes Patriot Guard riders.
A lot of the organizations are going to split
so
to support both events.
Okay.
Those that have large members, you'll see them. Those of us that have smaller members, we may be less noticeable. But we'll be in both locations at the same time.
All right. I'm here with Kevin Knapp, retired Army major and president of the Northern California Veterans Historical Association, but also president of the Special Forces Association here. Thanks so much for being here, buddy. It's not going to be the last time, because next time I want to talk, he's a hot air balloon pilot. I'm going to have you come back on and talk about that. All right? Okay, we're going to take a break for the news, and we'll be back in about 5 minutes.
Thank you.
.com. I'm Rich Thomason. The Supreme Court has preserved a Republican-held South Carolina congressional district, the High Court rejecting a lower court ruling that the district discriminated against black voters. More American military aid for Ukraine. A couple of U.S. officials tell the AP the Biden administration is set to announce another $275 million worth of aid. In Greenfield, Iowa, a lot of debris to be cleared away following this week's severe weather that left five people dead. Crews still combing through mountains of debris. Today, there's a threat of bad weather across a vast area, stretching from Texas all the way into New England. Former Donald Trump challenger Nikki Haley, who will you be voting for?
Haley dropped out of the GOP presidential race 2 months ago. She and Trump had been sharply critical of each other. But speaking at the Hudson Institute, Haley said,
I will be voting for Trump.
Haley says Trump has not been perfect on many issues.
But Biden has been a catastrophe.
Even though she's been out of the race for months, Nikki Haley is still getting support in Republican primaries.
Trump would be smart to reach out to the millions of people who voted for me and continue to support me, and not assume that they're just going to be with him. And I genuinely hope he does that.
Haley earned more than 21% of the vote in Maryland's presidential primary last week. Ed Donahue, Washington.
The big holiday getaway is underway. AAA predicts 44 million Americans will be traveling over the long weekend, and the FAA says today will be an especially busy day for air travel. 54,000 flights expected to take to the skies. And look for the roads to be crowded this afternoon and this evening as people head out, and then again on Monday afternoon and evening as they head back home. Watching Wall Street, the Dow is down 286 points. The NASDAQ, 54 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Donald Trump's indictment proves that saving America is not going to be easy. There are entrenched powers that are fighting this with everything they've got. They want to keep control over the country, the narrative, and the nation's money supply. Hi, I'm Lance Wallnow. I'm a news analyst, a Christian author, an evangelical leader. I speak to millions of people every week, people just like you. You see, what the elites are doing is using inflation and government handouts and now central bank digital currencies to determine how they're going to control America. And that's why I recommend all Christians start a gold IRA from the Birch Gold Group. Because physical precious metals are one of the few ways you can maintain control over your own savings. To get a free info kit on gold IRAs, text the word FAITH to 989898. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. Get their free info kit and you'll see why a gold IRA can help you. There are no strings attached. Text the word FAITH to 989898 and you're going to be blessed by taking action right now.
The French Interior Minister says a man has been detained on suspicion of planning an attack on the Olympic torch relay in Bordeaux.
The 26-year-old, named only as Alex G, posted a message online in support of the so-called incel killer, Elliot Rodger, who 10 years ago murdered 6 people in California, citing his hatred of women and inability to get a girlfriend. This was picked up by an Interior Ministry agency which monitors online extremism. According to police quoted in the French media, on his arrest, the man admitted planning an attack, though without giving detail of time or place.
And that's the BBC's Hugh Schofield reporting. A Bangkok hospital says many of the more seriously injured people who were on that Singapore Airlines flight that hit severe turbulence need spinal surgery. 20 people in ICU, 73-year-old British man, died. News and analysis, townhall.com. Well, there is something new under the sun.
New research indicates the sun's magnetic field originates much closer to the surface than previously thought. The new finding could help predict periods of extreme solar storms like the one that slammed Earth earlier this month. An international team reported Wednesday the magnetic field appears to generate 20,000 miles beneath the sun's surface. They came up with the figure by crunching data with a NASA supercomputer. The sun's intense magnetic energy is the source of solar flares and coronal mass ejections. When directed toward Earth, they can create auroras but also disrupt power. Keith Peters reporting.
NVIDIA overshot Wall Street's estimates as its quarterly profits skyrocketed, bolstered by the chip-making dominance that has made the company an icon of the AI boom. Net income rose more than sevenfold compared to a year earlier, jumping to almost $15 billion. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and the Bot. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com and our phone line's here at 530-605-4567. It's going to be open line on 8 o'clock. Well, now it's going to be open line. So something stuck in your craw. I want to talk about tax raises. I want to talk about Michael DeQuisto's retirement from the city council. Things going on the board of supervisors. How about Joe Biden or the border? Anything you want to talk about, I'm ready. 8:06 in the morning and the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Christina. The Ukrainian princess is here.
Good morning.
Good morning. What national day do we have, you think?
Today is National Lucky Penny Day.
Lucky Penny Day. Pick up a penny, you'll have luck all day long. So what's the weather looks like here? I'm thinking it's going to be a beautiful day. It's kind of cloudy this morning and clearing with a high near 85 today. The rest, you know what? I'm just going to tell you, it's kind of like that all through till next Wednesday. The hottest day is going to be Memorial Day, but it's only going to be like 93. So everything takes place out there at IGO early in the morning. It starts at 10, so you'll be out of there by noon easily. It's going to be high. It's going to be sunny. The mid-50s at night. It's going to be beautiful, my friends. And the weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson, locally owned, family owned company, been in the business 25 years, won awards for hiring veterans. Yeah, state awards for hiring veterans. They do treat their customers as friends. It's a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. Give them a call, 530-365-3793. Nick, how you doing, buddy? I quoted you today.
You did?
I said that Nick Gardner is fully behind a 13% increase in taxes to pay for the jail.
Why would you say it's percent?
Well, because Ron called in and Chris called in. Chris called in. He said a 1 cent increase, right? It would make it. It's a 1 cent increase, but it's a 13% increase of the sales tax.
Yeah. Okay. So what?
Oh no, that's what I said. No, but when you say 1 cent, really it's a 13%, but it's still 1 cent to build the jail. No, it's not 1%. It's not 1%. It's not 1%.
It's 13% of the 7.25%.
Yes, it is that. But it's not a 1%. It's 1 cent. And that's 1 cent. Okay, what you got?
Well, I was at that meeting, and I'm not sure if you got it explained exactly why we do need this tax. So I thought I'd call and tell you the little bit I know. When Patrick Jones went into office, and we were almost promised a jail, they identified the funds, and it was doable, and it was going to be about $60 million. And it didn't go up much, and Kevin Cry came in, and then all of a sudden we've hit this inflation and everything, and it's like $120 million now to build the jail that was going to cost us $60 million 3 years ago.
Well, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Is that Kevin Cry's fault? The inflation went up?
Well, it's the people who voted for Joe Biden and helped him steal election. It's their fault.
Okay.
So all the thing is, now with the way inflation's going, if they paid for it at the end of this year, it would be at least $150 million, and we don't have that money.
No, we don't. No, we never had that money. Yeah.
And if they did okay the building and went through the permit process and everything else, it's going to be another year, another 2 years. Where's inflation and materials going to be then? I can't think they're going to go down. So the bottom line is, with the budget and the money we have now, money coming in and everything else, we cannot afford a jail. So how important is your safety to you? To me, I'm willing to pay a 1 cent sales tax to build a jail big enough to hold all the criminals, and we have many of them. We're importing criminals. You had Jason Miller on your show, and he told you about the 50 that were dropped off south of town from
Linda. Linda followed a bus one time. She said, because she's been listening to this, and she goes, "What's this bus?" They all dropped off at some hotel. Yeah.
Yeah, and they keep importing them and we just don't have the facilities to lock up our criminals here in Shasta County. And people seem to think that with the, what bill was it, 47, where they made the threshold for a misdemeanor, $950, they have the mixed up impression that you have to steal more than that or all you get is a citation. When in fact, if you steal $100, that can be classified as a misdemeanor. And that's punishable by up to a $1,000 fine and or 364 days in jail. The reason they write a citation is because they know there's no room in the jail. There's no sense taking them in and booking them. It just costs money, takes up time, takes up the police officer's time. I believe it's the police officer's discretion whether to write them a citation or take them to jail. So, a 1 cent sales tax is the only way we're going to get a jail, in my opinion.
If it's a specific, now, do you think it should be a specific or a general sales tax?
Oh, absolutely.
It's got to be specific.
And I think they can put a sunset on it. It's got to be simple. A 1 cent tax is going to build us a 500-bed jail, and the tax will sunset in 20 years. At the discretion of the voter.
Right. Okay,
so
but that also, it's not just building the jail. It's maintaining the jail. It's paying the salaries of the jail people. But it's got to be specific for the jail.
Well, see, the problem is, and I agree with you, the problem is everybody else wants to get their fingers in the pot.
Well,
the DA's got to have money.
That's why it's got to be specific. That's why it's got to be specific.
Absolutely right, and I disagree with them. They don't need money. The DA would save money if we had enough space to lock these people up. She wouldn't have to continuously re-prosecute them.
Yeah, and then people showing up and they don't show up. But the DA shows up, witnesses show up, but the culprit doesn't show up. It's a revolving door. So what we need is something we can lock away extra people. A county this size needs a 1,000 person jail. I've heard that since the day I moved here. It needs a 1,000 person jail. So.
I'll tell you what, Carl. You listen to my show Sunday. I'm going to play Leonard Modi saying we have enough jail beds at 500. He said this in 2019.
Well, Leonard Modi is retired.
Leonard Modi, I believe, is
retired.
The root of a lot of our problems.
Leonard Modi's retired. We've had, you know, we can't keep, you know what, it's kind of like, that's, to me, is, it's
yeah,
like saying, he,
no,
no, let me finish. Nick, yeah. I let you finish. To me, when you're blaming things on Leonard Modi, it's like saying, oh, he did it, so I can do it. That, you know, that's a child's argument. You know, you do the right thing. Okay, that was then, this is now. We've had people in there for, you know, Leonard Modi for 3 or 4 years, and they kept telling us, oh, no, we've got the money right here to build the jail. Well, it wasn't true. And it was never true. And you know that. And
Carl?
Wait a minute. Let me finish my last thought here. It's never been true. And from the beginning, we've all known it's going to have to take a tax to pay for this thing. Okay. Now you got a minute.
Okay. Leonard Modi never said we had enough money to build a jail.
No, he never did.
Leonard Modi never promised us a jail. He never said we need a jail. Leonard Modi, in my opinion, is liberal. He wants to rehab. He wants to coddle the criminals. And everything's going to be fine.
That's your opinion.
That's my opinion, and
okay.
I think statistics back it up.
Okay, Nick, so your show's this weekend.
Yes, Sunday at 8 o'clock. I'm going to play a clip from him and Donnell Ewert, among other clips. And, you know, I believe the county has the same problem the city has as far as finances go.
City, as you heard, if you heard yesterday's show with Michael DeQuisto, they're having some problems, real problems, and it's going to be
interesting. Okay, and who would you blame those on? See, when you're blaming not having a jail on the current Board of Supervisors.
No, I said blaming it, and like, oh, woe is us, we can't do anything for something that happened 5, 6, 7 years ago, it may have started a bit, now you're in there. You ran on the fact that we're going to take care of this. We're going to build this jail. We're going to do these things. You know, that's the current group. And then if the current group...
And I'll tell you what. They let Joe Biden steal the election to make
now,
our board
you know
super,
what? You know what?
Bad.
Show me that in court.
You're taking me to court. You told me you don't ever want to go to court.
I know. I've been to court. It doesn't scare me anymore.
Okay, you mean I can start using names again on my
show? No. Now, then we will go to court. No, you know what? The easiest thing for that is just pull the plug.
Yeah, well.
Okay, buddy. Thanks a lot.
Thanks for letting me on. That's what's happening.
Okay.
You know, it's just like all the litigation right now with the Board of Supervisors. The litigation started before this board came on.
Well, not all of it.
The vast majority of it.
Okay. All right. All right. Got to take
a
break.
Have a great day.
You bet. Thanks. Bye. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. You know, if you're not getting treatment for a work injury, and work injuries, as we know, are life-changing, can be life-changing, you need to give Patrick Gorman a call at 530-262-2168 for a free consultation. You know, you may be going through that. The insurance companies are not doing what they're supposed to do. All of a sudden, your medical care is slowing down or stopping. You're kind of in a quandary. And since it changes your life, it also changes the life of your family. Your employer wants you to come back. You know, everybody wants you to come back, but you just can't get the treatment you need. Call Patrick Gorman, 530-262-2168. He's a scrapper, and he's a man of integrity. Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. I added the part about the scrapper and the man of integrity because I know Patrick Gorman. I trust Patrick Gorman. He's a good guy. All right, we'll be right back.
Calling all knights, princesses, and fantasy lovers, step into a world of wonder. The Shasta Renaissance and Fantasy Fair, Saturday and Sunday, Memorial Day weekend at the Shasta District Fairgrounds, is 2 days of excitement, adventure, music, arts, and a market of treasures. Indulge on a giant turkey leg while marveling at the medieval attire and entertainment, and be immersed in the sights and sounds of a bygone era. May 25th and 26th, go to Golden Goblin Productions for ticket and fair info.
Hello, this is Rollin from the Flag Center. Are you thinking about a new flagpole for Memorial Day or 4th of July? Well, now is a good time. Currently, our high-quality Titan telescoping poles are on sale at prices too low to advertise. These beautiful silver or dark bronze poles are backed by a lifetime warranty and wind rated at 95 miles per hour. The Flag Center, 2124 Hilltop Drive, since 1982.
If your pest control company has you wondering what stresses you out more, the bugs they miss or the bill they send you, then it's time to ditch big corporate pest control and call your local guys, Jefferson Pest Control. We have a combined 70 years of experience in dealing with pests including termites, ants, spiders, roaches, rodents, and more. We're local, we're fair, we answer the phone, and we can't wait to hear from you. We're Jefferson Pest Control. You can find us on Google.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. Big box store body shops to come to our area. They contract with as many insurance companies as possible. They provide discounts for these referrals. This allows the insurance company to dictate the parts and repair process to ensure the lowest cost of repairs as possible. This is not in your best interest for your expensive investments. At Coachmaster, we work for our customer, not the insurance company. We have no obligation to cut parts prices or use inferior parts. We follow strict manufacturer repair guidelines. It's your choice and your choice alone where you choose to have your vehicle repaired. Coachmaster was established in Reading in 1969 and doing quality repairs in Reading for over 55 years. Coachmaster has proven to be your best choice for collision repair. And yes, it is your choice. Our friendly service and quality repairs will have you referring all your friends and family. And remember, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Get ready for the ultimate slapdown as Wind River Resort and Casino and Hard Fought Productions bring you Slap War. Experience the excitement on Saturday, June 1st as these Slap Warriors fight to be the last slapper standing. Tickets for this thrilling event start at just $35 plus fees. Score a VIP table for $200 plus fees. VIP tables come with a perfect seat for you and a friend and includes four specialty cocktails. $10 free slot play. For complete details, visit WinRiver.com or call 1-800-280-UWIN.
Find your moments at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Your vacation is over, but the worst part, the long drive home from Sacramento. Unless you chose to fly from Redding, at Redding Regional Airport, your takeoff and landing are close to home, with quick check-ins and nonstop flights to San Francisco, Seattle, Los Angeles, and Burbank. You can travel the world with one connection on United, Alaska, or Avelo Airlines. Next time, skip the drive to and from Sacramento. Fly with ease and convenience from Redding Regional Airport.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Lindebot. And today is the 23rd of May, 8:21 in the morning, and this portion of the show brought to you by REU. Hey, if you're thinking about purchasing an electric vehicle, car, truck, or bike, REU has rebates available that can help offset the cost of your vehicle and charging station. Visit cityofreading.org/EV for more information about local, state, and federal rebates available. Now, every so often I comment about electric vehicles. I can't help myself. I think electric vehicles around town and other areas are probably good ideas. For other things, they're not. And then every time I do, my good friend, a true Renaissance man, Randall Hempling, will start sending me stuff. He sends me text and stuff. Says, "Oh no, Carl, you're wrong. What about this?" And he sent me one the other day, and I looked at it and I thought, "Oh, okay." And then I started reading into it even more, and I went, "Whoa! Did you notice that they had this in there, Randall?" So one day I'm going to have Randall come on, and he and I are going to sit here and we're going to debate in the most friendly ways electric vehicles and why we should destroy our economy to have electric vehicles. There, that ought to get you started, buddy. Hey, President Biden was out, and I talked about it. He was at Morehouse College in Atlanta, and he gave a speech. Now, President Obama also gave the commencement. It was a commencement address. President Obama also gave the commencement address at Morehouse College in 2013. And the difference in these two speeches, my friends, is just extraordinary. Extraordinary. And a gentleman by the name of Jason Riley wrote this. So this is not, I heard about this, and so I had to find it, and I did. Obama urged graduates of this historically black all-male college in Atlanta not to squander the tremendous opportunities the 21st century America had to offer them. He highlighted the laws and hearts and minds that changed significantly for the better over the decades, as proven by his election, you know, by other things, among other things, his election. Your generation is uniquely posed for success, unlike any generation of African Americans that have come before it. He talked about the importance of individual responsibility in black advancement and counseled the graduates to guard against self-pity. He said that while his job as president was to advocate policies that generate more opportunity for everybody, government efforts can only go so far. There are some things as black men we can only do for ourselves. Among them was being a role model. Just as Morehouse has taught you to expect more from yourselves, inspire those who look up to you to expect more of themselves. I mean, that's, you know what? That is absolutely great thing to say. He also said, too many young black men in the U.S., this is Mr. Obama's words, continue to make bad personal choices and then blame others. And I have to say, growing up, I made quite a few myself. Sometimes I wrote off as my own failings or just another example of the world trying to keep a black man down. I had a tendency sometimes to make excuses for me not doing the right thing. But one of the things that all you've learned over the last 4 years is there's no longer any room for excuses. He said that while racism and discrimination still exist, they shouldn't be used as a crutch. Nobody cares how tough your upbringing was. Nobody cares if you suffered some discrimination. And moreover, you have to remember that whatever you've gone through pales in comparison to the hardships previous generations endured and then overcame. If they overcame, then you can overcome them. I mean, that, you know, just listening to that or just reading that. It's a call for action from the audience of graduates there to, hey, rely on yourself. Take responsibility. Go out and be a success. Here's the difference. When President Biden was there, he saw an audience of black victims instead of seeing an audience of black men with limitless opportunities. He saw an audience of black victims, and this is according to Mr. Riley. You started college just as George Floyd was murdered and there was a reckoning on race. It's natural to wonder if democracy you hear about actually works for you. What is democracy if black men are being killed in the streets? Only, and again, this is from Mr. Riley, but it's so true. Only in Mr. Biden's imagination would it be natural for black people in the audience, many of whom are second and third generation college graduates, to wonder if democracy is working for them. Atlanta's has had black mayors going back to the 70s, and Georgia currently has a black Democratic U.S. senator, who is a Morehouse graduate, by the way, and who won a re-election by defeating who? A black Republican. Now, in my younger years, back there, I was down in Atlanta, Georgia, from college, and helped work on some of these campaigns down there in my younger days, my younger liberal days. It wasn't even liberal days. It was just going down there to see how it worked, and worked on the black candidates. One of the first black candidates for mayor in like 1969 down in Atlanta, Georgia. He also, Mr. Obama, told them that if they act responsible and make good choices, they can live productive and fulfilling lives in a society that has never had more to offer Mr. Biden said that the graduates should see themselves in George Floyd. If black men are being killed on the streets, we bear witness. For me, that means to call out the poison of white supremacy to root out systemic racism. Are you seeing the difference between these two addresses here? But the connection between white supremacy and black homicides is really, that's a tough one to kind of pull together there, since nearly all black murder victims are not killed by white people or police officers, but by other black people. Name-checking Floyd in front of a black audience doesn't change the reality, and using him as an example for black men in this country is insulting, in Mr. Riley's opinion. Okay. But the difference between Obama, a black man who became president of this nation, and what Biden is saying. Biden is, talking about white supremacy instead of what these young men can become. Senator from the state of Georgia. All of these things that these young men are going to be able to achieve in their lives. The things that Obama said were so right. And the things that Biden said, I have no idea what he was talking. I mean, why would you bring this up saying, oh, it's white supremacy and you don't have a chance. It's one of those things, oh, you don't even have a chance. Well, that's not true. It's not true. Is it perfect? No. Is there still discrimination? Yes. Is there still racism out there? Yes, of course. This is a huge country. But you're seeing, but the steps and the strides that this country has made since even the 1960s are huge. And I just, when I saw this, about what he had said, and then somebody compared him to what President Obama said, who was not my favorite president. But his words there were unique and inspiring. And Mr. Biden's of loss and divisiveness. Got to take a break, and this portion, we'll be right back.
Landlords and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
The official meeting of the Business to Business meeting is called to order. Business to Business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
Well, I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
No, business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win!
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
June 8th is your chance to support our veterans. Join Simpson University, Dr. Paul DeNuca, and Josh Parker Real Estate for the Simpson Veteran Success Center Fundraising Gala, featuring John Bartis, founder and chairman of Higher Heroes. You'll be moved by the real stories of Johnny, Ruby, Jess, and Julia. Go to the simpsonu.edu events page to become a sponsor or reserve your table now. That's simpsonu.edu/events.
Wind River Resort and Casino is hosting a Father's Day weekend to remember. Our annual Bacon and Brew Fest will kick off the weekend Friday, June 14th. Enjoy live music and tasty treats from a variety of local restaurants and breweries.
For only $25 plus
fees. Keep the fun going and join us Saturday, June 15th for Micro Wrestling. Tickets start at just $15 plus fees. Don't miss this action-packed weekend. For tickets or complete details, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. And find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years' experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Hi friends, Tobacco and Brew here with a new cigar of the humidor, La Aroma de Cuba Pasión. Straight from the estate of Don Pepin Garcia comes this excellently crafted cigar. Profound notes of nougat, leather, molasses, and cedar please the palate throughout. La Aroma de Cuba Pasión. Be sure to get yours today. Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Tired of that long drive home from Sacramento? Try Redding Regional Airport, where you can travel the world with one connection on United, Alaska, or Avelo Airlines. RDD is located just down the road. Skip the drive, enjoy quick check-ins, and travel with ease and convenience. Getting where you want to go is easier than ever with non-stop flights to San Francisco, Seattle, Los Angeles, and Burbank. Enjoy that vacation you've been dreaming about. Fly with ease and convenience from Redding Regional Airport.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning. Carl Bott here. 8:35 in the morning here on the 23rd. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Phone lines 0605-4567 and Cypress Square Barbershop brings us this segment. Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue. Barbershop established in 1960. Has been in its present location, I don't know, 30, 40 years. However long Cypress Square's been there. I've been going there for 17 years since I moved here and have enjoyed nothing but great haircuts. It's a barbershop. It's not a hair salon. It's a real barbershop, and I love that. It's a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. You can make an appointment at 530-244-9478, or you can just drop by. If there's an empty spot there, they will be glad to give you a haircut, a great haircut. It's Man's Last Stronghold, which I kind of like. It's on the window there. Don't get scared. You can walk by there. There's not going to be a bunch of leering guys. It's just Tim and Logan are the barbers in there, and just really pleasant young men. So, okay. Bruce Ross was just coming in here, and just came in here, and he showed me. He told me there's this bill, Assembly Bill 1955. You know, and what it's going to do is going to, and I haven't got any more information than that, and I'll try and look it up, but what it is, it's to keep, it's a law that keeps schools from telling parents that their kids are dressing in the other sex when they come to school and using different names. And it's kind of aimed at the, I was told, aimed kind of like at Anderson High School, that says parents need to know if things are happening like this. You can't just keep it from parents. And, you know, and I kind of believe that. You know, we're not telling parents that their kids are going through a mental toil. I mean, it's got to have some kind of impact on a kid that he comes to school or she comes to school dresses in the other sex's clothes. It's called by another name. And it's got to be some kind of mental turmoil going on there. And then the parents not knowing about it to help them, to stand beside them, to help them and go through counseling and all those other things. Not to tell the parents. When is it too much? When does a state take too much? I can go on and on and on about that. But this is the intimacy of a family that you want to keep this secret. And show me the statistics that say telling the parents is harmful. Do they have that? Don't trot out one or two, anecdotal cases. Show me where it's wrong for the parents to know this. Well, the state of California thinks it's wrong. Of course, the state of California also thinks the bullet train is a good idea. I hope you've seen the meme that keeps going around on Facebook. And you know what? I usually check them before I say, before I share it. But it was so good I had to share it. After all these years and these billions of dollars, there's 1,600 feet of the bullet train tracks done. Takes you all of 3 minutes to walk it, or 5 minutes to walk it to see this. Beautiful 1,600 foot section. I guess they're going to use photos of that. And this is why we need another $20 billion. That's a great idea, right? Well, and I do have to admit, California, that when you had a chance to end that, the vast majority of you Southern Californians thought, this is a great idea. No, I just keep using that tax money for that when we could use it for real roads, real railroads, real parking lots, real airports to be fixed, all of that. I mean, we could have used it for that, but no, the bullet train. Now, you want to talk bullet trains to me is a good idea? L.A. to Vegas. It's a private company that wants to do it. They're going to make a bunch of money off this, I hope. Now, does that make sense? Just hop on the train in L.A. and it's got feeders from San Francisco and San Diego. Hop on the bullet train over there, ride over. Spend your time in Vegas, ride back. Just takes a couple hours instead of a long time. Don't have to worry about traffic jams because you know how it gets in traffic jams in some of those places, right? Okay. We talked about there's no money for the jail. Now, what the Shasta County Board of Supervisors also did, they voted to rescind the cost for receiving county records. They used to charge $25 an hour to pull these records up. Board of Supervisors voted, nah. First of all, that was a Shasta County thing from before, and the state has already said, you shouldn't do that. So they rescinded that. So you can now get county records for free, and it's not going to cost you. I mean, if somebody wants, hey, I need to research this because I think this is wrong, or I need to research this for whatever reason, you end up paying a lot of money to get that. It's like going into school records. I'd like to see this. I like to see what's being taught. And the schools are hitting people with $6,000 bills for researching what's being taught at their own school. Like it's not right there. Anyway, the county's going to do that. Now, my last thought is Record Searchlight announced they're going to go to postal delivery for your paper. How does that work? I mean, do you get the paper, the post office delivers it? So they're going to come every day and drop it off in the afternoon instead of in the morning? What about Sundays? How am I supposed to get a delivery on Sundays? I'll tell you, the only paper I get is Sunday paper because Linda and I sit down, we have breakfast, and we peruse through the paper. Most of which I've already read online, but there's other articles in it besides that. But how do I get that? It wasn't clear in the article how I'm going to get that Sunday paper. Unless they're talking about the U.S. Postal Service coming in and delivering, but what time do they get it? Everybody likes a morning paper, don't you? I mean, you kind of start your day off, and you have it, and you look at it, and see, this is what's going on. And the paper's different than online. Online, we've got stuff in there that's, 6-7 months old online. Yeah, yes, we do. If you haven't seen it, check it out. But, some new stuff. But when you've only got five people on the newspaper staff, that I understand it. But still, it could be upgraded more. But deliver it by mail. This is another USA Today cost-cutting step. So I'm going to reach out to the Record Searchlight. I just saw that this morning. So I'm going to reach out to the Record Searchlight today and ask them, how is that going to work? Okay. Also, the Shasta County Board of Supervisors voted to give $100,000 to the city of Redding to help start that $2 million kind of that account to get flights from here in Redding down to Denver. They want to put a $2 million fund there, and this $2 million fund is going to help offset any losses that United or whoever they're going for may have when they're starting this. It's a big step forward in the Shasta County. I'm glad the Shasta County Board of Supervisors saw that this could be a big uptick in like tourism and other things, businesses coming in from Denver. Now, it only leaves $1 million to be raised. That makes it about $1 million with that. So where's the other $1 million coming from? It'll come from private donations like they did last time when we had to put together some money. I imagine different businesses around here. I know Bethel is going to put in a lot of money because they have people flying in all the time. It just makes it easier for them. But it also makes it easier for businesses, things that are going on, people traveling, coming in. So we've done it before. So there'll be businesses, I hope, that come in and put in the other $1 million. So then we can get some flights to Denver. All right. Let's take a break, and we'll be right back.
This year's Redding Rodeo was more than an event. It was a celebration of our tradition and spirit, all made possible because of your incredible support. We can't wait to see you next year on the third weekend in May.
I'm Scott Schaffner, proud member of Redding West Rotary. Dignity Health and Redding West Rotary present the 17th annual Taste of Redding 2024, Sunday, June 9th. From noon until 4 at the Redding City Hall Sculpture Park. Chefs are preparing their finest foods for you to sample with great wines and microbrews. Plus, live entertainment on three stages. Get your tickets for food and drink sampling in advance at tasteofredding.org. Sample great food and beverages from local restaurants, wineries, and breweries while listening to The Billies, Bartosz, Hook, Anna J. Band, and Ashley Black. Enjoy fun with the family with face painting and balloon artists. There will be fun for the entire family, so come down to the 17th annual Taste of Redding, Sunday, June 9th at the Sculpture Park at Redding City Hall. Find the complete list of events and purchase your tickets by visiting us online at tasteofredding.org.
Your vacation is over, but the worst part, the long drive home from Sacramento. Unless you chose to fly from Redding, at Redding Regional Airport, your takeoff and landing are close to home, with quick check-ins and nonstop flights to San Francisco, Seattle, Los Angeles, and Burbank. You can travel the world with one connection on United, Alaska, or Avelo Airlines. Next time, skip the drive to and from Sacramento. Fly with ease and convenience from Redding Regional Airport.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Redding and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Are you craving a delicious pizza at a great price? Look no further than Charlu's Tap House. Charlu's Tap House is bringing back their incredible pizza deal. Every Tuesday from 4 p.m. until close, you can enjoy half off on your second pizza. That's right, buy one of any size and get the second one half off. This offer is only available for dine-in. So gather your friends and family and head over to Charlu's Tap House, The famous meal deal is back by popular demand. For just $29.95, you can choose between a medium two-topping pizza or a large plate of spaghetti with two mouth-watering meatballs. You have the option to indulge in a large house or Caesar salad. It's a complete feast at an unbeatable price. Charlie's Tap House is the place to be every day of the week from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Enjoy a refreshing drink from our beer wall and get a fantastic 25% off during happy hour. Don't miss out on these incredible offers. Visit Charlie's Tap House today and savor the flavors you love at the prices that can't be beaten.
Great things come in small packages at Wind River Resort and Casino. Join us in Seasons on Saturday, June 15th for an event night special to savor. With a River Club card, you can enjoy a shrimp cocktail for $10, mini corn dogs or elote cheesy corn nuggets for $8, and sip on pint-sized perfection with our wrestle-worthy micro pint. These bite-sized specials are a treat you won't want to miss. For complete menu details, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-UWIN. Find your limits at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Hello, this is Roland from the Flag Center. Are you thinking about a new flagpole for Memorial Day or 4th of July? Well, now is a good time. Currently, our high-quality Titan telescoping poles are on sale at prices too low to advertise. These beautiful silver or dark bronze poles are backed by a lifetime warranty and wind-rated at 95 miles per hour. The Flag Center, 2124 Hilltop Drive, since 1982.
This year's Reading Rodeo was more than an event. It was a celebration of our tradition and spirit, all made possible because of your incredible support. We can't wait to see you next year on the third weekend in May.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning. Carl Bott here. 23rd of May, 8:50 is the time. It's, about 68 degrees. It's going to go up to 85 today. It's going to be nice. The rest of the week's going to be nice. Other reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Reach them at 530-365-3793. Let's go to the phones. Bruce, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Living the dream there, partner.
Me too. Most of the stuff you're talking about today, we can blame the state for almost everything. They've become so repressive. I mean, you're talking about this bill where they're going to prevent schools from notifying parents of children?
Yeah, AB 1955, pretty much terrible. Aimed at Anderson High School, but there's several others.
Of course, there's a couple other schools, but clearly that should be unconstitutional, but who knows? Going through the court takes forever. But look at the problem. They're closing all the prisons. They want the counties to house all the prisoners. Everything is being pushed down to the local, and it's so unfair, it's so wrong, and we're taxed to death. That's what makes it hard to, it's going to make it difficult to get a tax increase for a jail, but the people have got to realize if we don't do a tax increase, looks like we're not going to have a jail, so things are going to get even more miserable. So it's like a gun to your head. You better vote for it because things are not going to get better. And if we can't afford a jail without a tax increase, people have got to wake up. It's a sad situation because we are taxed to death in this state. And the state seems to be our worst enemy. And sadly, we seem to have irreconcilable differences. And I don't know how we resolve it.
I just saw that. And I totally agree with you. And then now we're hearing in July there's going to be another gas tax increase.
It's to punish the
big oil producers, right? That's what they said. But who's it punishing? It's punishing Bruce. It's punishing Carl. It's punishing Christina. It's punishing Sue. We don't have our gas paid for like the assembly and senators do, and the governor. When's the last time the governor bought a gallon of gas?
Exactly.
Yeah. How many times have you heard people tell you, "I love Reading. I really like here being in the North State, but the state of California is going to drive me out."
Exactly, yeah. And people are leaving. You can look at it, and it's sad because the good people leave, and the people that want a freebie stay, and it just makes it worse for those of us that choose to stay.
San Diego became the largest immigration point for illegals for the last 2 months. They took over from Texas. And that tells you something right there.
No, it's a disgrace, our open border. And I know some people say, oh, we should take care of everybody in the world. Well, if we take care of everybody in the world, we're going to become a total crap hole, and we can't help anybody.
There you go.
Difficult times, and it's sad that we have to have a tax increase for a jail, but you have no choice. We need a jail.
We do.
We're in trouble here.
Years ago.
Drug problem, too, from the border and stuff is terrible.
Well, you know, it goes on and on. I'm going to have a physician on here in the near future, and he's going to show the payments and inflation, right? How inflation keeps going up and up and up. But the payments to doctors for medical care have dropped and dropped and dropped and dropped. It's not even close.
So then you wonder
why, well, it's hard to get a physician. Well, you know, it's because private physicians in private practice, they're just making it so hard for them. So you'll end up like Kaiser Permanente. Monday through Friday you're okay, but on Friday at 4 o'clock, you're not going to find a doctor unless it's an emergency.
No, it's a crisis.
It's a crisis.
There's so many crises that are being created by the system.
And the system just keeps growing and growing.
I hope that people wake up and we can become a separate state than North State.
Well, now, you know, it's funny. I just saw an article yesterday that Oregon residents call for secession. 13 counties have voted that they want to become part of Idaho. They can't. But 13 counties voted to leave Oregon and just become part of Idaho. And then the part of greater Idaho could come down here and take 12 counties out of Northern California. That'd be fine, too.
That would be great. But you say it can't. The reason it can't is because the people like in Portland, they want to control everybody. They're not going to let you go. They won't let people be free.
There you go.
And it's sad. They want everybody to think like them. And I don't think like them, and I don't see how I can ever think the way they think. And they just are control freaks, and they want to be in charge. And a lot of them are just Marxists. Let's get real.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Bruce.
Okay.
Thanks for the phone call, buddy.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, and this may explain this next thing I'm going to talk about. More Americans are now reporting daily or near daily use of marijuana than those who drink alcohol at the similar level. So if you're drinking alcohol, you know, once a day, what was it, daily or near daily, cannabis use has surpassed that in the United States. In 2022, about 17.7 million people reported using marijuana daily or near daily, compared to 14.7 million who reported drinking daily or near daily. In 1992, by the way, as a comparison, less than 1 million people said they used a drug every day, while 8.9 million reported drinking alcohol daily. You know, I have no reason not to believe this. This is a research published in the Journal of Addiction and authored by Carnegie Mellon University drug policy researcher. Analyzed data from the National Survey on Drug Use and Health, which had over 1.6 million participants across nearly 30 surveys from 1979 to 2022. Even though alcohol consumption is still more widespread, the analysis found that 2022 was the first time people reported using more cannabis daily or near daily than alcohol. I don't drink much, and people that know me know that. In fact, I just don't. When I was younger, I was known to have a good time. I haven't drank. I think I've been intoxicated once since 1977. Why do I know that? Because I remember the incident in 1977. No, I wasn't arrested, no DUIs or anything, but I remember that incident so well. And I haven't done that since then. The idea of having a glass of wine when you come home, it's fine. I guess now you can say, well, yeah, you know, I didn't have that wine. You know, it's kind of bad for my liver. So I just lit up a joint and my liver's happy. Your lungs are not. Just want to say your lungs aren't, but your liver's okay. Is this because of everything that's going on? People are needing to escape more? Is this why there's more widespread marijuana use and alcohol? People are needing to escape from what's happening in our country? What's another way of escaping? How about this? How about hiking up to Bernie Falls or one of the other great falls we have around here, just taking a hike and getting out there in nature and breathing it in? Buford went for a run along the river yesterday, and he was so excited. He went there, got on a boat ramp and walked out on the boat ramp till the water was up to, like, his shoulders. And then I was thinking, oh, great. Now I'm going to have to go on the river because he's going to take that next step. And the current's going to sweep him away, and then I'm going to be the headline tomorrow, man drowns saving dog who then gets out of the water by himself, right? No. Buford back out and said, this is great. Ran around for another 2 hours and just had a wonderful time out there. Linda had a great time just watching Buford have a good time. Kind of takes everything off. Okay, I hope everybody has a great day. We talked about a number of different things, and people got some stuff out of their crawl, which is a good idea. And Friday, last day of the week, a lot of stuff happening. But I hope you have a good day today. I hope you have a day where you kind of sit back and you think about so much to be thankful for. You know, sometimes we hit on these things that you want to question, but there are so many things to be thankful for in our country. Freedom. Freedom to listen to something like a radio show. Freedom to watch what you want. Freedom to read what you want. Freedom to say what you want. Freedom to be able to be, to make yourself, put yourself in a much better position. Think about all those great things that are about this country. And final thoughts today? God bless America.